The Money Show. The Markets.
As promised, Wayne McCurry with Wealth and Investments at First National Bank. As we see currency under pressure, commodity prices under pressure, lots of what has supported our market and helped to drive this fantastic primary budget surplus in the second quarter of this year. Wayne McCurry, feels like that momentum is beginning to peter out.
Yes, definitely. We have seen the base both on our current account, both on government revenue and on our current account. So, yes. But, you know, I think this downturn is going to be a lot more subdued than what we have seen in the past. Now, we saw a total collapse in 2015 on commodity prices, and this is going to just be a lot better, simply because there's no new supply coming on stream, and like we have had in previous cycles, and demand is still there, you know, despite China slowing down, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's maybe being terribly optimistic, but I think we'll see the bottom of this cycle this year.
That's good news.
Stability.
Yeah, we need the support. We like a slightly higher platinum price. I'd like a bit of a bounce to come back into this market because it's beginning to look just a little bit vulnerable. Quite a sharp sell-off happening across lots of assets on the JSE over the last couple of weeks. Gold shares are down. Platinum shares in particular are getting hit hard. But at some point, they're worth buying again. I'm not too sure when that point is.
Look, that we don't know, but quite frankly, the mining shares are starting to show value now. I mean, Amplats is down from 2,200, 2,300 rand to 1,200. I mean, it's almost halved. Anglo American hasn't fallen as much. But, you know, we're not going to see a down cycle like we saw in 2015 when Anglo's went to 55 rand. You know, there's nothing even vaguely approaching the level of supply swamping the market that we saw then. It's just not the same now.
That's a nice perspective, Wayne. I mean, Sasol share price rallying very strongly in the last couple of weeks. The oil price has gone to close to $80 a barrel. Sasol up another 7% today, 277.50. A year ago, this company was broken. It was designed for the scrap heap. It was either going to go for a rights issue or something equally disastrous. Yeah. And now I see more and more commentary saying, hold on a second, this is a share that's worth 400 rand a share. Any views?
I don't know. I think the oil price is artificially high. It cannot fly against every other commodity falling. And I know there's specific issues with conditions in the Gulf and weather patterns and OPEC keeping the price high. But OPEC doesn't want an $80 or $90 oil price. They don't. They know that it's actually in the current environment with people swapping across to electricity. Now, the demand for oil in 20 years' time will be half of what it is now, if not sooner, and if not a bigger fall. So they don't want to frighten people away, so they will engineer that price down. So I think that at the end of the year, we're going to have between 60 and 70, not between 80 and 90. So this rally in the Sasol share price, unfortunately, I think won't be long-lived because I think that oil price is coming down.
Okay, so enjoy the Sasol price while you can. And then Aspen Pharmacare, another one of these very slow, steady giants that almost on a daily basis is up by 4-5% today. Yes. It was a 5% day.
Yeah, look, I mean, they've got everything going in their favor now. But also remember, not that long ago, this company was also on the knees and wasn't exactly a darling of the market. And they had massive excess debt and they had to sell huge assets, I think actually quite good assets, to sort their debt out. But, you know, now they are benefiting from that. And, of course, they're benefiting from the current environment as well, which is very favorably disposed towards pharmaceutical companies.
Yep, Aspen Pharmacare flying and shooting the lights out. A couple of trading updates today. Also, a restructuring of PPC, which certainly is in better shape than it was 12, 18 months ago. Do you like it?
Look, there's no money being spent on infrastructure here. So I know that home improvements and the Bucky Builders and the Builders Warehouse and the Cash Builder are doing extremely well. But that's relatively limited offtake of cement. You need government and industry to start spending money, you know, in chunks. And unfortunately, I can't see that happening in the shorter term. So, I mean, PPC, remember the lovely days, 15 years ago, 18 years ago, we had to import cement. We actually ran out of capacity to make cement, And then Sepalco built a new cement factory, and now we're still in an oversupply situation. So it's very, very difficult to see, you know, to be too favorable towards the cement companies.
And then last week we saw, finally, the competition authorities giving the go-ahead to Grand Parade to offload to a foreign investor their Burger King business, and they'll be delighted to see that. There's been a bit of bounce back in the casino business. We're starting to see a bit of life come in there, and Grand Parade seems to be perhaps in better shape than it was.
It certainly is. I mean, they're still making a loss, but if I remember correctly, but the loss is significantly better than what it was. But, I mean, they went, you know, they sold off a lot of their casino assets and went into Burger King and Baskin Robbins and Dunkin' Donuts. The other two are gone now. Burger King's gone. You know, they've destroyed a lot of capital in these moves into fast food. You know, their shareholders are not happy with them, but hopefully they are on the path to recovery now. But, you know, gambling's not what it used to be either.
I bet you it is.
Yeah.
Exactly, I know that. But one of my favorite lines from you, Wayne McCurry, is when the lottery was launched. How old is the lottery? 20 years ago?
Oh, I don't know. Probably longer, yeah.
Yeah, lottery 20 years ago. And what was your withering remark of the National Lottery the day it was launched? Lotteries are for people who don't understand basic mathematics.
Yeah.
You see, what you say sticks. Wayne McCurry from Wealth Investments at First National Bank.